I'd have it. I think groups, some districts are rebuilding. And hard work, some districts around here are doing real well. It's like it's about excitement and education, showing other people why we need to. There's a lot of things happening in Alcoholics Anonymous. Gotta be addressed. They wanna hear from the groups. I mentioned it in box 459. I don't know if everybody gets box 459. I've been getting it for years. This is a newsletter. If you've ever been a GSR or DCM, you're on the list. You should be getting it. Your groups, your GSR should be bringing it to your groups. There's a lot of vital stuff in there. What is the big picture? Why do we need a conference? Taken from chapter 1, Introduction to General Service, page S20, the AA Service Manual. Why do we need a conference? The late Bernard B. Smith, non-alcoholic, then chairperson of the Board of Trustees and one of the architects of the conference structure, answered the question superbly in his opening talk at the 1954 meeting. We may need a general service conference to ensure our own recovery. We do not need it to ensure the recovery of alcoholic who still stumbles in the darkness one short block from the room. We need it to ensure the recovery of a child being born tonight destined for alcoholism. We need it to provide, in keeping with the 12-step, a permanent haven for all alcoholics who in the age ahead can find AA, that rebirth that brought us back to life. We need it because we, more than all others, are conscious of the devastating effects of the human urge for power and prestige, which we must ensure can never invade AA. We need to ensure the AA against the government while insulating it against anarchy. We need it to protect AA against disinterrogation while preventing over-interrogation. We need it so that Alcoholics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous alone is the ultimate repository for the 12 steps, its 12 conditions, and all its services. We need it to ensure that changes within AA come only as a response to the needs and the wants of all AA and not of any few. We need it to ensure that the doors of the halls of AA never locks on them, so that all people for all time who have an alcoholic problem may enter the hall unasked and feel welcome. We need it to ensure that Alcoholics Anonymous never ask of anyone who needs us what his or her race is, what his or her creed is, and what his or her social position is. I should have made that bigger. I can't always see it. I know y'all can't.
Yeah.
You never know till you get it up here. Sometimes you got a big wall. Am I doing all I can do for a checklist? Am I engaged in my home group? Do I encourage other members of my home group to be engaged? I don't know about y'all's home group, but all my home group members don't show up for the business meeting. I talk bad to them. Am I engaged within my district? I don't really talk bad to them. Do I encourage others in my district to be engaged? Am I engaged within my area? Do I encourage others to be engaged within my area? Am I willing to talk to groups that don't participate? If I am a DCM or a GSR, do I pay attention in business meetings by taking notes, bringing literature, and participating in discussion? Do I have a service sponsor? Do I have service sponsees? Am I willing to talk about traditions or other topics that might not be popular or easy to discuss? Do I study AA literature and share with others what I've learned? Summarizing thought. While none of us will ever be able to give back to AA what has been given to us or participate in any legacy with perfection, we all move in the improving direction of just paying a little more attention and giving just a little bit more, we can indeed fight apathy in AA, ensure that we leave an AA like we have all had for the future of generations to come. Any questions, comments? Is that long enough? You can ramble on. I got a whole nother slide presentation.
Please.
Where is it? You have more that you would like to share, or you?
Now, Tony asked if there were any questions. Does anybody have a question? Please ask. This is a great time to ask.
I got a statement on that last thing.
That one?
No, the one before that.
That one?
Yeah. Do I bring up the discussion on traditions? I know a topic that you don't bring up is tradition three. Because there's gonna be so many addicts wanna voluntarily tell you all about their drug thing and why they should be in AA. But I know that was way back up to the beginning, is the singleness of purpose and all that kind of stuff too. So things that you don't do because you're gonna create controversy about a bunch of people that don't know what you're talking about.
If Doug, I mean,
I know I'm new and
I get it, but if new people don't know what they're talking about, and they're coming into our fellowship, and the fellowship is taking itself down to meet their level, then not only am I doing the fellowship a disservice, I'm doing them a disservice. Well, I have a responsibility as a more than a newcomer anyways. I'm not really an old timer. I'm kind of stuck in the middle. But I have a responsibility to carry AA's message in my group. And you know, my personal preference if somebody comes into my group and introduces themselves as anything other than alcoholic, and our group conscience is that somebody goes and talks to them after the meeting, and that's my responsibility. I don't disrupt the meeting. I don't embarrass them. But I believe that telling somebody what we do and pointing them in the right direction, whether they go or not, might save their life. Because I don't think, based on everything I've read, if Alcoholics Anonymous is destroyed, it's destroyed from within. It's not destroyed from without.
That's right.
And we're going to tear it down. That's just my opinion.
Don Archer, alcoholic.
This time, go ahead, please.
Yeah. You know, we recently formed a new group about a year ago. And one of the things that we based our group on was the three legacies. We don't read the blue card. We came up with our own group conscience. And our group conscience simply says, I'm not going to be able to quote it probably because I'm not that smart, but it basically says we believe in the first tradition, our common welfare should come first. Upon AA unity depends our lives and those lives come in adherence to that. We ask that you do not introduce yourself as anything other than an alcoholic or that you have a desire to stop drinking and that you do not discuss drugs. Now, we've had occasions where people who came in, we had a guy come in 6 months ago, I guess, who didn't drink. And he quit frankly, said he didn't drink when he walked through the door. And he said, you know, I think he was a marijuana addict or whatever. I don't remember. It's not even important what he was. But the simple fact is, we pulled him aside and said, hey, we're Alcoholics Anonymous. We probably can't do you much good, buddy. There's an NA meeting that meets over here on Saturday or whenever time it was. I don't remember where it was. And wished him well. And send him out of the way, because we have closed discussion meetings in our group. We had three nursing students show up at a closed discussion in our group. And we all know the way to handle things like that is you ask if we want to open the group up. And if one person says, no, I want to remain closed, then it remains closed. We did that, and I simply directed the nursing students to find an open meeting. You know, go on the website, find an open meeting that could go there as observers. I agree totally with Tony. We're not only doing us a disservice,